And praise the Lord. It's been a
Love
beautiful
Talk
day here.
Radio.
Been a beautiful day here in East Tennessee. Grass is green. Birds and shepherds chirping. And it's just a beautiful day. I'm going to give you some eclectic thoughts, many thoughts, I mean, a couple thoughts this evening. Rather than a sermon or a sermonette or anything. It's just going to be eclectic. It's going to be something that I'm thoroughly pleased with in thoughts. You know, the poem goes something like, while daring greatly, it's not the critic who counts, nor the person who points out where the strong man stumbled, or where the doer of great deeds could have done it better. The credit belongs to the person who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust, sweat, and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again and again and so on, and who, while daring greatly, spends oneself in a worthy cause, so that one's place may never be among the cold and timid souls who have never known victory nor defeat. You know, certain times in our lives we've strived and we come up short. We get discouraged and we quit. But this is not the day and age to quit. This is the day and age to ask God to help you and strive for everything you can. Better, better self, a better home, better life, a better world, and especially a better United States. And I often, as I look at life and I look at what I've done and where I am in life, and I realize that Christ can help me and help you through our lives and reaching other people and seeing other people. It reminds me of a story back in the 60s. Some of you probably were not born in the 60s. But if you were of age, you realize how turbulent that time in life was. Civil rights was just beginning to come into focus. People were killing each other right and left. People were slandering each other. Martin Luther King got assassinated. It was a night, it was raining cats and dogs. That's a cliche. And a lady's car broke down. And she decided to flag down the next car that came by. And you got to realize, it was a dangerous time. A young white man stopped to help her, generally unheard of in the conflict of the 60s. The man took her to safety, helped her get assistance, and put her in a taxi cab. She seemed to be in a big hurry, but wrote down his address and thanked him. 7 days went by, and a knock came in the man's door. And to his surprise, a giant color console TV was delivered to his home. Now, you talk about the 60s, you know, it. Giant color console TV was extremely expensive. I mean, you're talking about thousands of dollars. Special note was attached and it read, "Thank you so much for assisting me on the highway the other night. The rain drenched not only my clothes but my spirits. And then you came along. Because of you, I was able to make it to my dying husband's bedside just before he died. God bless you for helping me and unselfishly serving others." It was signed by Mrs. Nat King Cole. For those that don't know Nat King Cole, he's unparalleled in his vocalist. And right before he died, his wife was able to get to his side because of a young white man in a time when black people were frowned upon. Mrs. Nat King Cole was black. The nerve she got on the side, stood on the side of the road. The nerve he took in taking her in is almost unparalleled. But that's what happens when people want to help each other. As Christ helped me and helps you with our salvation, so the white boy helped Mrs. Nat King Cole. Not many years ago, when I worked as a volunteer at a hospital, I got to know an old girl named Liz who was suffering from a rare and serious disease. Her only chance of recovery appeared to be a blood transfusion from her 5-year-old brother, who miraculously survived the same disease and had developed an antibodies needed to combat the illness. The family and the doctor and everything explained the situation to her little brother and asked the little boy if he would be willing to give his blood to his sister. I saw him hesitate for only a moment before taking a deep breath and saying, "Yes, I'll do it if it will save her." As the transfusion progressed and he lay in the bed next to his sister and smiled, as we all did, seeing the color returning to her cheeks. Then his face grew pale and his smile faded, and he looked up at the doctor and asked with a trembling voice, "How long until I die?" Being young, the little boy had misunderstood the doctor. He thought he was going to give his life to help his sister because he was going to give all his blood, and he misunderstood. The doctor explained to him, and you see, folks, understanding and attitude and love is all that you can give. Love is so important. Here the little brother was going to give his life, unbeknownst to him, to save his sister. But he's willing to do it. Christ came down out of heaven and he gave his life so that you and I may have life. All we have to do is look at the death on the cross, which was his, Christ's own blood. He shed it and he gave his life. And all you have to do is believe in that life, and you shall be saved. We're so cognizant of many things, but somehow we can't not believe that such a life can contribute to our life. We'd never die. We live eternal. Our little bodies, with health and everything else, can fade, but our soul will never die. It's up to us to accept his life and his death so that we may have life eternal with Christ in heaven. Tonight, look at your life. Look at where you stand in life. And somehow reach up and ask God, "Father, may I accept Christ's death as my death? Can I accept you as my Savior? Can I be with you forever? Will you save me you know, just a snap of a finger, and you become His. A child of God, to live in heaven, to live eternal, and all the sweet things that come with it. 66 books found in the Bible, where we know that God created the earth, everything in it, all the species and all the animals. We know that God caused a great flood to come upon the earth and destroy the earth with the exception of 8 people. Well, those 8 people, they started again, and which we arrived today at. We know that one day that Christ and God will come back and set up a kingdom here on earth. And you have to look at that and believe it by faith, that Christ is coming back to redeem us as His own. We know that if we die before He comes back, we have eternal peace, because our soul will go to heaven. We'll get new bodies, and we'll come back to earth with Christ. Sounds like a fairy story, but it's not. It's by faith we believe that. So tonight, while daring greatly, the young man that helped Nat King Cole's wife, or the little boy helped Liz give her life, all I'm sacrificed to love. Look upon that as your pathway, because Christ gave His life out of love for everybody. Give me a call, 865-803-7334. Or you can email me at cgene, G-E-N-E, Abbott, A-B-B-O-T-T, @gmail.com. Let me give you that again. C, like in Charlie, C, Gene, G-E-N-E, A-B-B-O-T-T, @gmail.com. One more time. C, Gene Abbott, @gmail.com. Or give me a call, 865-803-7334. Look for and hear from you. And let me tell you about the love that Christ has for us, had for us, and is for us, and is doing His job right now in heaven. We love you. We look forward to hearing from you. Have a nice evening. God bless you. Amen.